Amen. So, Father, we thank you that Jesus is the center. Lord, it is all about you. Father, this Christmas, you are at the center, and today we come to worship you and to lift your name up and to thank you for what you've accomplished by sending your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, a big welcome to everyone today to Christmas. Merry Christmas. Who's opened presents already? Who's still yet to open some presents? Who's still yet to buy some presents and is waiting for the Boxing Day sales? Oh, that's smart. We thought about it, but then we thought it wouldn't arrive, like it would take too long to come. Has anyone ever been given a gift at Christmas and it wasn't what you were hoping for? Dave heaps of times. My boys had a little practical joke, well, one of them in particular, and he wrapped up a pair of his old jocks and gave them out to his brother. I hope they were washed, Levi. And then he wrapped up a carrot, but by the time they opened it, it was like a limp carrot. So we gave that to the dog. There's certainly times that we have received gifts and they haven't been what we expected, or we didn't get what we were hoping for. And a couple of weeks ago, we had our McDonald's Christmas event, and one of our children got extremely blessed at this Christmas, or maybe another word for it would be spoiled. And they opened up a Christmas present from one of their uncles, and inside was a $50 voucher and a really good other present. And then the other two children opened up, well, one in particular opened up what seemed quite a small present. It was a great present, but a small present in comparison. And the look on this child's face was of such disappointment that they had missed out, that the other one had gotten this amazing expensive gift and they had got this seemingly small gift. And we tried to explain it's not about that and like you've been blessed, but we couldn't get him or her to see. I tried to like remain anonymous to see that it was actually a good gift. Anyway, a week later, we picked up Dave's sister from the airport. This is a sister that I've mentioned this year where she'd been estranged from the family for 14 years. But a miracle had happened and God had brought her back into the family this year. And she wanted to come over to celebrate with us, but it was a week later. So we picked her up from the airport and she was going to spend the weekend with us. And she said, I know you're not meant to do this, but what's the name of your such and such child? And we said, and she said, I really feel like I'm to give him this, her this, him, whatever, the child this. And Dave opened it and inside was a $50 voucher. And we actually gave it, we thought, well, we better give it to him before today. So we actually gave it to the child on the way to the service today in the car. But what actually really touched me about this was it seemed like they had missed out and they had been overlooked and they were hurt by this, but God saw. And they actually had never missed out, that someone gave them exactly what represented that hurt that was just for them, but it just wasn't at the time they expected it. And when I heard that, and when I realized that, it really touched me that God does see that actually no one misses out at Christmas. And there may be people here that feel like you didn't get what you thought this year and perhaps you missed out. I'm not talking about Christmas presents here, but this is our last service for the year. And I know that sometimes we get to the end of the year and we think, this year didn't go how I thought it would go. I remember Dave and I were in this place one time where God had promised us this gift. And we got to the end of the year. We'd been waiting a few years and we thought, surely by this year, this gift will be ours. And we got to the end of the year and again, we never received the gift. And I remember just feeling really deflated one Christmas and I was sitting here in the service and the sermon was all about waiting for God's right time. and that you actually haven't missed out, but it's about timing. And it was probably a year and a half later that we received that gift, which was a child that we'd been waiting for. But we had never missed out. And I love the Christmas story because it really does share that with us. And there's a beautiful verse in Galatians 4, verse 4 to 5. And it says, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons." But when the fullness of time came, in other words, when the time had fully come, God sent his Son. Now that phrase, fullness of time, also has the same meaning as the word kairos. And you may be familiar with that terminology, the word kairos, which is not chronological time, but kairos time is special time or appointed time. It is the right time or the perfect time. And God sent his Son Jesus at the kairos time, at the perfect time. See, they had been waiting a very, very long time for the promised Messiah. And God had not forgotten. God had not overlooked them. The Jews felt God had bypassed them, that he had overlooked them, but he never did. But it was the right time that he sent the gift of his Son Jesus. But not everyone recognized this time, this appointed time. In fact, his own dad, Joseph, rejected him at the start. When he found out Mary was pregnant with the promised one, he thought instead of it being a gift that it was in fact a curse, and he tried to reject it by wanting to divorce her. And it wasn't until the angel came and spoke to him and showed him, this is not a curse, this is a gift. And it's been the one that you've been waiting for. And so this is really just a simple message today and a very short message, but I just want to encourage people here today that if you feel like you have missed out or that things haven't planned out how you thought it would this year, that Christmas encourages us that God never forgets. And while some gifts aren't what we were expecting or what we were hoping for, it can sometimes simply be a timing thing. Or perhaps it's that God has something better or something different for you. But at Christmas, God reminds us that no one misses out, like I said before, that Christ actually is our greatest gift. And therefore, all our dreams, our hopes, our desires, all of them are found actually in him. Only in him can we find lasting joy. It's only in Christ that we can find lasting peace. It's only in Christ that we can actually find the hope. Jesus came at the fullness of time, at the right time. And so we can trust that God has the right time for us, that God has the right time for this church, that he promises to give good gifts, that if he's a good father, then he knows how to give good gifts. And the greatest gift he's ever given is his Son Jesus. And if you haven't received the greatest gift there is, Jesus Christ, then it is available freely for you today. It says that all we have to do is believe in our hearts that Jesus is Lord and confess with our mouth that he was raised from the dead, and we will be saved. And that is the greatest gift and the greatest joy that you will ever have. And so if you haven't received Jesus today, I just want to take a moment where every head's bowed, that if you would like to receive Jesus today, if you just slip up your head, not head, slip up your hand. Every head's bowed, slip up your hand. And I just want to pray with you. I see that hand. Is anyone else? It's a is the greatest gift you'll ever receive. I'm just going to pray. And if you want to join with me, that would be great. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent your Son Jesus in the fullness of time to redeem us under the curse, to give us eternal life, to forgive us of our sins. We receive Jesus today. We confess with our heart, with our mouth, that Jesus is Lord. We ask that you would forgive us of all our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. And so as we close today, I just want to finish with a verse from Isaiah. It says in Isaiah 49:4, "But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due to me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God." You know, and that is a confidence that we can have, that God sees, that God knows that our reward is with him and that he is our greatest gift. And so my prayer for you today is to remember Jesus, to make him the center of all that you do. And if the Christmas events don't go according to plan, remember this, that Jesus is the center, that no one misses out, that he's got this, and that he's working all things together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. Amen. Let me just pray for you all. Father, we just thank you for this time that we can have together, to come together as a body and to celebrate Jesus. And we just pray a blessing on each one. We pray for those that find Christmas time difficult. We pray a special grace upon them today. And we pray, though, that you would be lifted up on high, that you would get all the glory today. There would be a day full of joy, peace, and hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.